December 1st was World AIDS Day. The annual observance started in 1988 to increase awareness and prevention of the disease. The United Nations estimates that more than 35 million people worldwide were living with HIV in 2012. About 70% were in sub-Saharan Africa, compared to 4% in North America. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander takes a look at that problem in Alaska.
Aldwin McQuistion is living with AIDS.
I'm just not going to let it get me down.
The 47-year-old Juneau man was first diagnosed with HIV in 1999.
It was my own fault, pure and simple. I was promiscuous and should have paid more attention to things.
HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus that attacks certain immune system cells called CD4 or T cells. It can destroy so many cells that the body no longer can fight infections or disease, leading to AIDS or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. Dr. Beth Saltonstall is medical director for HIV/AIDS Clinical Services at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
AIDS is not a separate disease. It's the end result of having chronic HIV infection.
The state requires that all HIV and AIDS diagnoses be reported to public health. That's been nearly 1,500 HIV cases over the last 30 years. Of the 51 reported in 2012, 35% already had a diagnosis of AIDS.
So we are diagnosing people late. That's the thing that worries me the most, that people are positive, they don't know they're positive, and they're unwittingly passing the virus to others.
Alaska statistics track those nationwide. According to state epidemiology, men who have sex with men remain at greatest risk for exposure to HIV. Saltonstall says of the 51 HIV cases last year,
66% were male, which means that a third of them were female. That's more than we used to see back in the earlier days. You know, it used to be totally male dominant. So we're seeing more women, heterosexual transmission.
Most of the Alaska cases are in the Anchorage and Matanuska-Susitna area, but it is a statewide problem. Southeast Alaska accounts for about 5% of the cases since 1982. Phoebe Rohrbacher is Southeast Services Coordinator for the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association, or 4AIS, with headquarters in Anchorage. The statewide organization helps clients with rent, transportation, medical needs, medication, substance abuse, and mental health counseling. It all begins with the test, which Rohrbacher can administer in her Juneau office.
It's a mouth swab, and it's the HIV rapid test, and it takes only 20 minutes to get the results.
Heather Davis is director of the statewide 4AIS program. She says Alaska is considered a low-incidence state for HIV/AIDS, which means it gets less funding for prevention. The majority of money flows from the federal government to the state and drives testing, which is focused on high-risk populations. Much of Rohrbacher's time is spent talking about the disease and prevention. 4AIS teaches classes, distributes condoms, and offers a syringe exchange. Intravenous drug users that share needles are very susceptible to HIV because of the blood that stays in the syringe.
You can pass it on through four bodily fluids: blood, semen, breast milk, and vaginal fluids. And so a woman who is pregnant can pass it on to her baby in utero or through breastfeeding. The baby's born HIV negative.
Rohrbacher says more and more babies are being born without the disease to HIV positive mothers due to medication that prevents the transmission to the baby. Davis says one in five people who have HIV are unaware of it because they don't have symptoms.
When you're sleeping with somebody, you're sleeping with everybody that they ever slept with. So that's why it's so important to get a test.
Dr. Saltonstall says testing is absolutely imperative, even for people who don't think they are at risk.
The CDC has recommended that everybody between the ages of 13 and 64 be offered to know their HIV status at least once.
Aldwin McQuistion didn't know he had HIV until a cold developed into a more serious infection his body couldn't fight. Now he is living with AIDS, but he's not dying from it. It's controlled by medication.
I know we're all going to die sooner or later, but I'm not going to die any sooner than anybody else because of this, as far as I believe, anyway. And right now, I'm only on one medication.
When he was first diagnosed, McQuistion took 14 medications a day. And 30 years ago, when someone received an HIV-positive diagnosis, it was a death notice. Dr. Saltonstall says HIV-AIDS research is now focused on a vaccine and cure, and she believes at some point the disease will be conquered. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.